Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
If you want to practice and improve your English in a fun and creative way, please visit our website www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Event in last few days.
Well, the same thing.
I just get up and then I go to bed.
Immediately.
It seems that it happens immediately.
How is Lola?
She's okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you going somewhere?
Now?
Yeah, because it seems like you're, you know, out of breath, as if you are going somewhere or doing some exercises.
Yeah. I'm running, you know? I decided to combine.
Oh, you decided? Very wise decision.
No, actually, I'm not going anywhere. It's cold outside.
Yeah, they say in Petrozavodsk there was snow yesterday.
They say in Moscow there was snow yesterday.
Really? It's too early. It's still September.
The sooner it begins, the sooner it ends.
You think so?
Well.
I doubt it.
Not necessarily. Maybe the sooner it begins, the later it ends. That has been the trend last year.
The sooner it begins, the longer it will be.
Yeah. Last year, I remember there was snow in October, and it was snow in April.
Snow in April is quite a normal thing, because even in the Bezhnechelny, you can have snow in April. But
now it's a normal thing, but I remember when I was a child, it was not okay. In April, you know, my birthday is in April, so I remember there was even green grass one year in April.
Oh, in our time, in good old times.
Yes, yes. The grass was greener.
It's like, you're a drunk nature, go home.
We're talking like three grumpy old...
We are three grumpy old podcasters.
Podcasters.
Unlike us, with other people, happen a lot of things. Some of them are not good. Yesterday it was officially declared that the attack of terrorists on a mall in Nairobi, capital of Kenya, had been fended off. The mall is a mess. There are victims. Smoke is still in the air, but everything's quiet so far. Because it is unclear who the terrorists were and where they came from, thus it is almost impossible to predict if there will be another attacks and what object they are going to target. The only information the government have is that among terrorists were foreign citizens, and then the responsible actor is Al-Shabaab, one of the most influential terrorist organizations connected to the very Al-Qaeda. The assault on the mall revealed that the security forces of Kenya in particular, and some argue of Africa in general, are not efficient enough to guarantee safety to the people.
How many people were killed during this attack?
Ah, well, not many actually. You know, terrorists are not what they were years ago.
Well, it's a good news.
Yeah. Yes, it's good news.
Yes, okay, but again, in our good old times.
Yeah, they used to...
Even the terrorists are not the same.
Yeah.
What they grass are we talking about?
Yeah, they used to kill off hundreds, and now
I remember there was this, again in Kenya, bombings of the US embassy. Do you remember that? In 1998?
Oh, I was six, yeah. I was really interested in international politics, you know.
Well, I imagine, yeah. Glued to the television. Oh, yeah, again, Al-Qaeda. So this was an incident that brought this terroristic group to the attention of the Americans, because they bombed the US embassy, so the whole building was destroyed. There were like hundreds of people who were killed and thousands injured. So this was like the biggest one that happened in Kenya. But this time, yeah, so I agree with you, the terrorists are not what they were.
As in 1996, there was a terrorist attack in Kenya that killed a few hundreds of people. They lost the grip. Yeah, we can actually laugh at this because it is good news. They're killing less and less, and with time they will be killing only themselves. Yeah.
I was watching the news, and again they were saying like, well, two Russians were there, but they were not injured. Even the American media or newspapers, they say two Americans were there and they were killed, for example, yeah? Or weren't killed. And then if, for example, they weren't killed, then we have to give a sigh of relief and say, oh, goodness, great, Americans were not killed there. The same with Britain and the same with Russians. So what about the rest of the people? So I can't really understand it. So sometimes it really bothers me.
Oh, it is known that among these terrorists were foreign citizens, and some of the foreign citizens, maybe some of Americans and some of the British men, were responsible for the attack.
If you speak about the terrorists themselves, but as for the victims,
but it is unknown.
It happens because the people who hear about this news, the relatives maybe of those Russians who happened to be there, get very worried about them, and when they hear on the news the Russians were not killed or did not suffer, then they just think, oh, thanks God.
Well, I don't think that they get the news about their relatives via the TV, the national TV. I guess they probably get a call somehow.
Well, then I don't know. It's just my idea. Then I don't know why they put it this way.
Well, I don't know.
There has been, you know, another act which by some is considered terroristic. A few days ago in the Arctic, a ship called Arctic Sunrise, belonging to Greenpeace, neared one of the Gazprom oil rigs in one of the colder seas of the Arctic Ocean, and they tried to sabotage the industry. Some people just embarked on this rig and started to shout something like, digging oil in the Arctic is dangerous, get the hell out of here immediately. Scientists internationally argue that oil digging in the Arctic has the potential to do great harm to the fragile environment of this region, my favorite region. But on the other hand, assaults like this one can trigger technological disaster. Mistakes on these oil rigs can happen at any moment, and if some outer force interferes, they can happen with a higher probability. These guys who are against oil digging in the Arctic could trigger an oil leak, which they so much fear. Fortunately, they didn't. They had been apprehended and questioned. And maybe killed. Who?
Well, they did what they meant to. They brought attention probably to this problem.
Attention has been drawn to this problem for years.
Maybe they wanted to attract attention to themselves to show that they are attracting attention.
Well, look, we're doing something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Green perception. We're attracting attention to attack attention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and, Vladimir Putin already called this act terroristic. Mm. He said that no one knew if these guys were exactly from Greenpeace.
Oh, they can be Al-Qaeda.
Or pirates financed by terrorists.
Well, Vladimir Putin always puts it this way.
Yeah.
To frighten the nation.
He actually drew parallels between that act of sabotage and the terrorist attack in Kenya.
Banned Books Week, established by the American Library Association, is an annual event celebrating the freedom to read. Typically held during the last week of September, it highlights the value of free and open access to information and draws attention to the harms of censorship. Various scriptures have been banned and sometimes burned at several points in history, the Bible, the Quran, the Torah have all been subjected to censorship and have been banned in various cities and countries. Books dealing with criminal matter have also been subjected to censorship. Small press titles that have become infamous due to their being banned or suppressed include The Anarchist, Cookbook, E for the Ecstasy, and Hitman. At some point in the United States, the following books were banned: Slaughterhouse-Five by Kurt Vonnegut, The Topic of Cancer by Henry Miller. Lolita was banned in France and the United Kingdom at some point. Kafka was banned under Nazi and Soviet regimes. American Psycho was banned in many countries, including Germany, Canada, and it is still banned in the Australian state of Queensland. Salman Rushdie's books are considered blasphemous in the Islamic community. In Venezuela, you would be imprisoned for 15 months if caught reading the book, while Japan issued fines for people who sold the English language editions. Even in the United States, two major bookshops refused to sell the book by Salman Rushdie after death threats were received. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley was pulled off from the shelves in Ireland. Several states in the US also tried to remove it from the school curriculums due to its themes on negativity.
Which book would you ban?
I wouldn't ban any book.
I would ban Galperin.
Who?
A linguist.
Yes.
The most boring book for English learners.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey should be banned. Every single book should be recycled to print some decent books.
Have you read it?
Excerpts of it. I wasn't impressed, actually.
What is it about? I have some general impression of what it is about.
Sexual adventures of a student.
I think that books should be banned, but some books should be out of reach. I think there shouldn't be any kind of censorship when it comes to publishing. Mm-hmm. But again, when the book is banned, a great interest.
It's true. Because recently, again, I was watching the news, the Russian news, and it was sometimes hilarious to watch the first channel. And they were speaking about a book about a Nazi. I don't remember his name. So it was a sort of a biography, but it was, mixed with paragraphs about the Nazi regime, about their ideas and beliefs, and what is fascism, etc. And it was banned. It was found somewhere in the bookstores. And after a lot of complaints, it was banned. It was understandable at some point, because the books themselves carry the title like Life of the Great People, something like that. But a lot of specialists, historians, who study this period of the history, for them it is very important to have that kind of book. And they right now it is banned, so they can't find it anywhere. There was a guy who was speaking about the censorship, because a lot of books are banned in Russia. So there are books mostly like about Nazis. I haven't studied it. I have to find out what books are banned in Russia. But yeah, he said that you can't ban a book because it gets you one step closer to this. The name of the story by Ray Bradbury where they burnt books?
451.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
Fahrenheit. What about the movies? Are there any movies that should be banned?
I think that everything has already been shown on the screen. Killings. They say that American Psycho is banned. Well, they haven't banned the film itself. I don't know.
Do we have the same system of censorship as in the United States? Rated R or something like that? Sexual content?
Yeah. I think it's rated only by the age that you are allowed it. You are allowed to watch it.
Do we have it in Russia?
Yeah, we do. Haven't you noticed, for example, you listen to the radio. Even on the radio, they say, for example, some kind of a radio program. And in the beginning, they say, children up from 16, the ages of 16 are allowed to listen to it. Even on the radio. So everything is, even when I upload podcasts on some of these servers, you have to put the age.
Okay, but what about the movies? For example, there is a movie in the movie theater,
mm-hmm.
and the audience has to be older than 16, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the movie theater with a child.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they.
Yeah, I don't think that they check actually.
I don't think that they check as long as you buy the tickets. I guess.
Yeah, but you know, their task is to warn you, to give the warning.
But I
doubt that, for example, you go to this 16, yeah, from the 16 and older film, and you are with a child. I don't think that there is a security that you know.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It's up to you. It's up to the.
Yeah.
Parent, whether to mm-hmm. allow or not to allow the child to watch this film.
I guess the same as in the United States. I don't think that they, you know, if you go to an R-rated.
And what if you are without a parent, for example, you are underage and you go to the movie theater and you want to buy a ticket. Do they actually check your ID to see how old you are, or?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that it is that strict.
That's the point. So I guess it's basically useless.
Yeah, it's just a warning.
The Russian State Duma proposed a bill that may become law in 2014, putting under risk everyone who has even once been condemned for abusing drugs. The poor man will not be permitted to work in such spheres as security, police, military, and transport, ever. The poor man will not be permitted to have driver's license and own personal firearm. Moreover, it will be ground for dismissing the poor man from his shitty job. The Duma justifies itself by referring to statistics which show that each year there are more and more crimes connected with illegal drug trafficking. On the other side, many experts, including medics, argue that it is wrong to ruin a man's life for one mistake he or she has made when young, drunk, or both young and drunk.
It's young?
yo. young.
Young
is like the name of the yo. Psychologist, yeah? So there was Freud and there was Jung.
Yeah.
yeah.
What do you think? Do you agree that
it's a discrimination? But I guess it's no surprise coming from Russia. That's ridiculous. I think I'm leaving this country in the next several years.
I've been actually thinking about it. On the one hand, I don't really believe that there are ex-drug abusers. Sooner or later, they will.
You know, Craig Ferguson.
Of course, we know.
Yes, of course you know.
I guess everybody knows.
Already.
So he really abused drugs during like 15 years of his life. I don't know how he survived it, but he really did like very crazy narcotics. But still, you know, his friends, people whom he know, they gave him, you know, the second chance. They gave him the opportunity to go to the rehab. They forced him to go to the rehab. And... then he received a job. Well, he auditioned for it. He had to work hard. Well, as it always happens in the United States, you know, he lived this American dream, as he says. And now he's a, you know, TV presenter. He works on television. And he speaks quite a lot about this.
I agree. But again, when it comes to some extremely responsible job, such as... driving or security or things like that, and authorities have to be extremely careful when giving these people a second chance. How can they select? What grounds can they use to give the second chance? Some
but
medical.
I guess if you get to this kind of a job, there is still some medical examination that you have to go through.
I know if you are applying for the American visa, I don't know which one, maybe not probably the tourist visa, but some
visa.
Other type of visa, you have to have a clean criminal record.
Well, I guess it's true for a lot of things, not only getting the visa,
yeah.
but it's criminal record, not drug abuse.
Even when you were young and even if it was 15 years ago.
Yeah, so you're a criminal.
So that's not fair, that's discrimination. No,
it is not fair, yeah.
Interesting, how they're going to detect a person that has abused drugs only once in his life.
If you were caught...
So maybe this is the point, because they realize that only 1% of drug abusers are caught.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not accept...
But again, I guess everything is about discrimination. I used to have a chat with one guy last year who had just come out of prison. Mm-hmm. He spent about 10 years in prison for some... I don't even know what exactly he did, but that was during the 90s, during the crazy mm-hmm. time in Russia. So he was in prison. He spent 10 years in prison. Then he came out, and he was in a very difficult situation because he couldn't find a job. Nobody wanted to give him a job. He couldn't find a place to stay. He couldn't find anything. I mean, he was absolutely not ready to live in the world because nobody wanted him. And that's discrimination because he already served his sentence, right? He paid his debt, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that he should have been given a second chance. But in our country, at least, they don't give you a second chance if you were in prison. I have no idea about America, but I guess the situation is pretty much the same in America or in other countries.
It's pretty much the same everywhere, I guess.
So that's discrimination. That's... What's the point of imprisonment if you are released and then you still have to bear this burden for the rest of your life? Then what's the point of it then?
It's the continuation of the punishment.
But that's not fair.
It depends on what was the crime.
I don't think it matters. As long as you have this criminal record, a lot of employers won't want to deal with you. They wouldn't dig into the case. They wouldn't be interested what you were caught for, how many years you served. As long as you have this criminal record, they would say, no, I'd rather choose someone who doesn't have it.
I have a cousin, 35 years old, and he also served a term in prison. There was some kind of a murder, so there was like a group of people, but he wasn't the person who killed. He served his term, I'm not sure how many years, but... around 5, maybe more. I think that he's been out like for already 6 or 7 years. And he has a family, he has 2 children, a wife, and he has a job, but not in a company. He is, he works for himself, so he has his own business.
Yeah.
I guess, again, because he couldn't find a
proper. Yeah.
Yeah. And he is this,
freelancer?
Well, okay,
we have to question then all the freelancers. Why are they freelancers?
Yeah, true.
Yes, maybe they have some record. Maybe they can't find a full-time job anywhere.
Well, yeah. Oh.
Landish?
Not me.
Is there anything you have to confess about? Oh,
you remember that time?
Were you really in St. Petersburg?
Oh.
For these 2 years, I didn't see you. It's okay. You don't have to say it in public.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I have a friend who also spent several years in prison when he was young. And that was, I think, harassment, some serious allegation. But I didn't know it until my friend Dina told me about it. And I was really surprised because he's such a charmer. He's, you know, the kindest person I know. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. Can't believe that he could harass anybody. But she said that was an extremely difficult situation and he was innocent, really, but something happened. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and right now, yes, he works for himself. He isn't even trying to find a proper job
mm-hmm.
because of that.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, when we were thinking about going to Scandinavia, he refused. He's like, no, not me. And I was like, why? So he was even afraid of getting a visa because of that.
About this charming personality of the criminals, we already talked about the psychopaths. Usually that people, especially, you know, serial killers, have a very charming personality.
He's not a serial killer.
Yeah, no, I don't I know. I got it that he's not a serial killer, and it's doubtful whether he really committed the crime. But still.
Okay.
Very charming, yeah.
I see your point, yeah.
And sometimes when people talk to them, like journalists, when they recall the times that they talked to these serial killers, they say that they doubt whether that kind of a charming person could commit such a horrible crime. Well, I guess
what kind of crime could you commit?
Me?
Oh, shoplifting, yes.
Yes, yeah, shoplifting.
I have lifted some shops.
Shoplifting, yeah, is okay. What about something more serious, like killing someone?
Oh, no.
Harassing someone, raping someone.
Well, sexual harassment, if only that.
By the way, did you know that in the Russian legislation, a man can be sued for sexual harassment, but a woman actually cannot?
Oh, great!
Yeah, serious.
After all this, I have an impression that in Russia, the national enemy, number one, is a gay just out of prison for drug abusing.
Oh, yeah. Oh. If you plan to take a trip to a British zoo in the near future, leave your leopard leggings and hyena hat at home. The Chessington World of Adventures Resort near London recently announced that it will no longer allow guests to wear animal prints because the patterns confuse the animals. If a person wears a predator print, it can spook the animal. In contrast, if a person wears the print of one of the animals in the park, the animals may treat the person as one of their own. A spokeswoman said, "This zoo had been designed so as to replicate the conditions species face in the wild. Therefore, it is no wonder animals are getting confused when they see what looks like zebras and giraffes driving across the terrain in a truck. A bouncer will be on duty to enforce the zero tolerance policy. Show up in your favorite giraffe jumper, and you can either leave the park or put on a grey jumpsuit and hope it isn't rhino mating season."
Seems fair. Seems legit.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any precedents.
Maybe they had precedents, but they just don't talk about them because, it smells of zoophilia.
What is your attitude towards the accessories and...
The leopard leggings? Awful.
Well, actually, I found out that with age, especially women, I'm not sure about a man, it's a different story, especially women get interested in that kind of clothes because... you start, although it is kitsch, it is very tasteless, but still it's quite interesting, you know, this leopard patterned
animal prints. I have an acquaintance who loves this leopard prints, and she has a leopard coat and leopard leggings, and that's not my friend, that's Diana's friend.
Oh, okay. Now it comes to...
Yeah, and when you look at her profile pictures in Vkontakte, you just get really surprised. Why is she so much in love with leopards? I guess it tells a lot about your personality if you are into that. You want to look wild, maybe. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm totally fine with it as long as... I don't have to wear it.
There was a launch of some kind of a NASA rocket. The photo was taken, and there was a frog who was flying in the air.
A frog.
Hang on. I have to find this picture. I feel for the frog. I doubt that it survived. I like the last sentences. "Well, it's unknown what became of the tiny traveler. It doesn't look hopeful. But he certainly went out with fanfare."
Oh my god, I see the frog. It looks like a human, though.
Yeah. You know the problem with frog legs? Have you ever eaten frog legs?
No.
Yes, I have.
The problem with frog legs is that it's not just legs. It's the whole lower part of the body. So it's from the waist down. So it looks like two trouser-shaped. So it's not just legs.
Oh. You disturbed me.
Why? You tasted
it. I'm never going to eat frog legs again. Well, I tasted it, but I doubt that I experienced the real taste, because it was covered in sauce.
Oh. No, when we were in France, we made them ourselves, so... We caught frogs, we skinned them. We cut the lower part of the body, and we boiled them.
Yeah, so. You cut them slowly.
Slowly, painfully, yeah.
Yeah, painfully.
Did you really catch the frogs
yourself? No, of course not. Oh, okay. No, we bought them in the supermarket.
I just imagined you and Florian and Chisperon chasing the frogs, running after them, catching
that's
them.
A favorite pastime in France. No one speaks about it.
Frog hunting. Frogbusters.
Frogbusters. They have special farms, yeah? That's not that interesting. I think that it would be more interesting if they chased them.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, with spears, I suppose.
Yeah. Because here in St. Petersburg, I live close to the lake, and when it rains, you can see plenty of frogs on the pavement. They're just jumping, and my dog is running after them.
You have quite a lot of wildlife there. Last time it was a rat.
Oh, yeah, and yesterday it was a rat, too. I saw a rat, a very big one. I doubt that it was the same, but that it was the same since the last time, but the rat was...
Maybe the rat is stalking you. So.
Oh, or I'm stalking the rat.
Yeah, look, what's the problem with that girl, yeah?
What does she want from me?
Yeah.
The thing about rat is they seem to be very fearless. They are not afraid of people. Mm-hmm. So you can come very close to the rat, look it in the eye,
mm-hmm.
and it won't run away. It would just stare at you, you know?
It would tear your eye out.
Well, I mean, not that close. You could see a lot of details on its face.
It is said that rats can jump very high if they're scared, if they seem menacing.
But
they can
that's
attack
the point.
You.
They don't seem to be scared. They don't look scared. It's like I trespassed their territory. They are the owners. They feel very comfortable. I don't feel comfortable. They're so big, you know. I don't know. The size of my palm. They're very big and very fearless.
Mm.
Sometimes you wonder whether they are really rats. Maybe, again, some, as I told you about the impression of Alice in Wonderland,
mm-hmm.
as if the rat was inviting me to follow it. Like, come on, I'll show you the world.
Yeah, be careful.
Or the Matrix. That was the rabbit in the Matrix, yeah?
Yeah, be careful. Maybe it would lead you not to a wonderland, but to some other place.
But I'm curious, that's the point.
With killer rats waiting for humans, who knows?
Frogs. There are frogs, don't forget.
Killer frogs.
Frog killer.
Frog killer is a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a frog killer, yeah.
You're a frog eater.
I haven't eaten them. I just chased them in the wild.
I just chewed them and then spit them out. Their legs.
No, I just prepared and I watched as other people ate.
Oh, so you haven't really tried
them? No, I haven't tried them, no.
Oh.
I don't eat meat.
So why are you saying that you tried frog legs then?
I haven't tried them, no. When we were there, well, my father was present and family of Florian, and they actually tried frogs the first time. So they say that French people don't really eat frogs. It's mostly for tourists.
So that's the stereotype.
Yeah.
So I wonder if the Koreans really eat dogs.
Again, it's
I've been always
kind of
frightening my Lola if she misbehaves to send her to South Korea or North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea, it's dangerous. They probably eat anything.
Everything that moves.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a baby dog here with me. I think it would look good if grilled.
With an apple.
Apple stuffed, yes. It's small. You could say that it's very tender. Mm-hmm. I mean, the meat is very tender. So, you know, it's cold right now here, and I opened the stove to warm a bit the place, and I'm a bit scared that this baby dog would jump into the stove. So I tell her, don't do that, otherwise you'll be grilled.
I start to worry about you. Do you eat properly?
Of course I do.
That makes me wonder. So don't eat your dog.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, see you. Goodbye.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.